bless you. We honor you. We worship you, for you are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace upon us, O Lord. We worship you. We declare your majesty. We honor you, O Lord. We say you are God and you are God forevermore. We worship you. Lord, we exalt you. You are the Lord and that is your name. Your glory you will never share with any graven image. We worship your name. Hallelujah. We honor you, O Lord. We worship you. We return all glory unto you. Thank you, righteous Lord. We return all glory unto you. We lay our crown and we worship you. Father, we worship you. Thank you, Lord, for your love and for your kindness, for your grace upon us. We say thank you. And Lord, we are before you this day. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us, that you will send help unto us, and that your goodness will be upon our lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today's Thursday, the 3rd of September 2026. Today is the third day of the new month. I want you to bless the name of the Lord. Thank him for the opportunity he has given unto you. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak concerning your day. That in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. The Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I stand over this day. I take authority over this day and I declare that this day you are a day of blessing for me. In the name of Jesus, I declare over this day, the hand of the Lord is upon me. The mercy of the Lord is upon my day. In the name of Jesus, I will not be cut off from my supply of help. In the name of Jesus, I silence every voice that speaks evil over the day. Over my life, you have no voice. In the name of Jesus, any weapon that is put together to stand against me today, you will not prosper. Every tongue that passes judgment over me, I silence you and you are condemned forever. Your word is canceled. In the name of Jesus, I call forth divine connections. I call forth help from all sides into my day. In the name of Jesus, my encounter today is the help of the Lord. My testimony today is favor for help. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every evil appointment. Appointment with sickness, appointment with diseases, appointment with accident. I cancel you in the name of Jesus. I will not walk into the trap of the enemy in the name of Jesus. And I will not walk into another man's trap in the name of Jesus. I will not walk into accident and I will not walk into another man's accident in the name of Jesus. Oh, today I enjoy the activities of the angelic. In the name of Jesus, I enjoy angelic assistance. For the Lord has said he will give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. Oh, they will bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against the stone. In the name of Jesus, I cancel, I frustrate every plan of the wicked over my life. The tokens of the wicked is frustrated. In the name of Jesus, every demonic appearance, every demonic sign, demonic embargo, on this day, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. Today, as I go, I partner with the mercy of the Lord. The mercy of the Lord becomes my standard, becomes my banner. In the name of Jesus, I release the fire of Holy Ghost into this day to cancel, to burn down, to pull down every altar of cruelty, every altar of wickedness across my way today. In the name of Jesus, today I affirm that Christ is in me and is my hope of glory. I walk in divine boldness and I refuse to back down. I affirm that I carry the life of Christ in me and I enjoy the life of Christ. I live the Zoe life. Today I affirm that the life of Christ is in me. Nothing dies in my hand. I speak life into every dead situation, into every dead hope. Receive life in the name of Jesus. I declare, I dismantle every cycle of defeat in my day. Oh, no. You are not going to be repeated in my today. Today, I excel, I break through, I break forth. For the anointing of the Lord is upon me. For the Lord anoints my head with oil. Oh, my cup runs over. For he has anointed me and he has placed my feet upon my high places and I walk upon upon them in the name of Jesus. Today, I receive grace to excel. I receive favor. I receive mercy in the name of Jesus. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today, by the grace of God, we will continue from where we stopped yesterday, but we are going in another direction. You know, yesterday we basically prayed, and I told you there's a particular prayer point that we are going to expand on probably today. But no, we are not going in that direction. I want you to follow the leading of the Spirit of God as we go in this month of September in prayer. Our anchor scripture, Psalm 121. We are reading verse 1 and verse 2. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Beloved, I want you to understand that the only reliable source of peace and that of help is found in Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something about the help of man. Man has nothing to offer you. As a matter of fact, the scripture spoke about the heart of men, that the heart of men is desperately wicked and deceitful. Man has nothing to offer. The nature of man is selfish and self-centered. In fact, in this generation, man has been plunged into wickedness and into cruelty. So it is only God that can weigh in and tip the scale of life in your favor. It is only God that can weigh in into the affairs of men and tip the scale of help in your favor by his mercy. Let me say this again so that you understand. I said the heart of men is desperately wicked and deceitful. The nature of men is selfishness and self-centeredness. Man cannot intentionally put their hands into their treasure to help you, except only, of course, if God weigh in and tip the scale of nature and tip the scale of man and tip the scale of help in your favor by his mercy. I want you to call upon the Lord this morning. Pray, declare, I receive mercy for help this season in the name of Jesus. The Lord tip the scale of life, tip the scale of help in my favor in the name of Jesus. Now, listen, many have sunk down into silence in life, thinking it is their destiny to remain in their situation. Oh, no. Beloved, I want you to arise and call upon the Lord. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, show me mercy for help. Divine help. Help in difficult situation. Lord, mercy for help in scarcity. Listen, God is still in the business of help. Cry unto the Lord. Help in scarcity. Beloved, I want you to look at the scripture very well. There is a record of a woman, a widow in Sarephath, a widow that has nothing to feed herself and her son and her child. And the Lord sent Elijah to her. When he got there, he said, make this and this for me. The woman said, this that you are asking for is the only thing that she has in her house, and that she was going to prepare it for herself and her child. They were going to eat it and they were going to die. Probably she was going to poison it. But the man of God said, yes, I understand. But before you make your own, make my own first. For thus saith the Lord. Ah, prophecy came by mercy. Help came by mercy. You are going to call upon the Lord. I receive mercy for help. Mercy for help. And he said, thus saith the Lord. He said, the cruse of your oil will not empty, and your container of wheat will not be spent. And truly, all through that season, there was always food in their table. Listen to me, dearly beloved. The Lord is in the business of providing help in scarcity. Help that man has never seen before. I have seen it. I have experienced it. I am still praying for greater experience of it. And God is still in the business of giving out help by his mercy. I receive help. I receive help that is beyond evil counsel. Help that is beyond the ability of men. Help that is beyond the understanding of men. I receive. My help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. I have access to unlimited help in the name of Jesus. Make it a prayer. I have access to unlimited help in the name of Jesus. I want to tell you this, dearly beloved. Man help has limitation. Man cannot provide what God can provide. Man cannot supply what God alone can supply. Let me share an experience with you. There was a certain period in our life, a very long time ago, then the church that my earthly father was attending before he passed on, the church decided that they were going to help and they were going to be responsible for our school fees. But at some point, they decided that they were not going to pay it anymore, and they gave us reason. Yes, it was a sad news when the man told me the resolve of the church at that particular time. But I never heard it against him, because I have the understanding that the help of man is limited. Oh, I have seen in first hand when men will promise to help you, but they will fail woefully, because God, it is only God that can tip the scale of life in your favor, that can tip the scale of help by his mercy for your sake. Man has nothing to offer you. Yes, man cannot supply what God can supply. Now, in the scripture, 2 Kings chapter 6, you read verse 26 and verse 27. A woman ran to the king for help, and she cried out to the king, "Help me." But the reply of the king shows that your help is not in the hand of man, but truly your help is from the Lord. It is God that will commit to the heart of man to move in your favor. In verse 27, the king said, "If the Lord does not help you, where can I find help for you? From the threshing floor or from the wine press?" That is a king telling his citizen that if the Lord did not help you, where can I help you from? Man has nothing to help you. Call upon the Lord. "Father, help me. Father, have mercy upon me and arise for my help." Now, let me say this as I round up today. In the book of Matthew chapter 20 verse 29, you read from 29 to verse 33. There was this record about two blind men that were sitting, and they heard that Jesus Christ was passing by. They cried out, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, Son of David." Now, the man that we are around, now this is the same man we are talking about, man that has nothing to offer, and this same man would discourage you from calling upon the Lord. Man shout at them, telling them to be quiet. Men would tell you, "You better help yourself." Men will give you advice that this is your prayer. God is not going to do anything. No, heaven helps those who help themselves. But I tell you, God is forever in the business of help. The scripture says, "He is my present help in times of need." God is ever present help for you. He is the ever present help for you in the time of need. Concerning your help, the Lord will be timely and timeless. It means that time will not be a limitation, will not be a factor in your help. You will receive help at due season. You will receive help at the exact time that you need it. God will be timeless and timely concerning your help. These two men, they cried out the more, even outside the discouragement. Beloved, call out upon the Lord. Ask for mercy for help. Call out upon him, mercy for help. "Lord, help me." I was coming back from the office yesterday, and all through the drive from the office until I got home, my prayer is, "God, help me." That was my prayer. At some point, I was becoming very loud that people on the road might even be wondering, "What is wrong with this guy that is shouting?" I was crying out loud, "Lord, help me. If you don't help me, no man will. Lord, help me. Lord, help me." I wanted to call upon the Lord. "Lord, by mercy, help me. Help me. If you don't help me, the enemy will sink my destiny into silence. Will sink my destiny into oblivion. Lord, help me. Father, have mercy upon me and help me. Lord, arise for my help. Help me, O Lord." Let this be your prayers today. "Father, help me." Call upon the Lord. Call upon him. "Lord, arise and help me." I don't know what your situation is, but please do not give up on calling on the Lord for divine help. Call upon him today. "Father, help me. Help me, O Lord. I have nowhere to go. I have no one to call. I have no man. I have no connection. You are all that I have. You are all that I need. You are the one that will move the hand of men. You will move the heart of men. You will change the policy of men to be in my favor. Lord, help me. Help in scarcity. Help in difficult situation. Help in possible situation. Oh Lord, let it be my portion. Lord, help me. I pray for you this morning. The Lord arise for your help in the name of Jesus. You receive help from the Lord in the name of Jesus. Concerning your help, the Lord be timely and timeless in the name of Jesus. I put the blessings of the Lord upon you as you go today. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace all around. In Jesus' name, amen. It is well with you. Remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you. In Jesus' name, thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.